With form analyst Mark Hunter to go through this afternoon's nine race program. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nardi. I'm good, thanks.
Good to hear. What do you make of today?
I don't mind it. I think there's some really challenging races and hard through the day, but I think there's some short favourites that are beatable, so hopefully we can find some value around them.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the meeting. We start off in race one. Here you can take out runners 1, 4 and 12. The 2 Supergrass at 2.90. Then you're down to the 8 Cosmic Moon at 3.20. And the 10 White with 1 is at $4.
Yeah, they're the three only possible chances in the race, so I wasn't sure which order to go. I put number 2 Supergrass on top. It resumes. I haven't seen it this time around, but if you go back before a spell, that third at Ballarat behind Condamine and Pablo's Express, where it didn't have much luck up the straight, I do think that run would win this race. So if it's going as well as that, it's the one to beat. I think the danger is number 10, White with 1, who comes through a race at Geelong. It was back. It was very one-paced down the outside, so it will appreciate the distance, and the format of the race has been quite good. 8 Cosmic Moon. Look, it's very basic. It's in the Darren Weir stable. Gets a great run from the draw. Its last run was just a run, but it's the third pick. And fourth, take your pick. Maybe number 6, On Your Skates, Kate, is next best, but it's a long way behind them. 2, 10, then 8, then 6.
We go 2, 10, 8 and 6 in race 1. Over to the second. This is over 11, 12, a maiden. You can take out runners 5 and 6. We've got the 4 Regis Command at $4 the first starter, down to Bella Luciana at $3.60, Satin Sheen at $7, Spectrum Rhythm is at $4.
Yeah, very tough race to sort out. I'm going with the first starter, number 8, Bella Luciana, who's trialled recently at Flemington. I sat behind them, wasn't asked to do a hell of a lot, and did look to have a bit left in the tank. So she'll get a great run here for Craig Williams just behind them to beat number 9, Satin Sheen. It made its debut. Going back a while on the synthetic track, it got back to last over 1,200. It was a dash home. Held its ground quite well. It comes back here with blinkers. It's trialled recently at Flemington, jumped to the front and won the trial and looked okay. 11 Spectrum's Rhythm. It had trialled well going into that first up race. It was a pretty ordinary race down there. It whacked away okay for third, and 10 Shamrock Joy. Stable's going quite well. I thought it trialled okay. Not a race I'll probably get involved in. 8, 9, 11 and 10.
So we go 8, 9, 11 and 10 in race 2. Mark, over to the third maiden, 11, 12, take out 2, 3, 10. We've got number 4, Royal Thunder at 5, 2.30 for Hassini, 2.40 for Shower. Obviously working off of a few trials here with some well-bred first starters.
Yeah, I haven't seen number 8 Miss Inception. I've seen the rest, and it just looks a dead-set two-horse race. I've put number 9, Shower, on top, just ahead of 5, Hassini. They've both trialled well. Shell was won a couple of trials at Caulfield. It missed the start its last trial, but before that jumped straight to the front. I just think it might have a better turn of foot, and that might get it the race. To beat number 5, Hassini, you won't miss it. It's got the big white face. Trialled recently at Cranbourne under a good hold, trialled well. I think they'll savage the judge. Next best, maybe number 4, Royal Thunder, who I thought the trial was just a trial. And I put number 8, Miss Inception, in for fourth because I couldn't recommend any of the others. 9 from 5, then 4 and 8.
9, 5, 4 and 8 in the third race. Looking at race 4, take out runners 3, 4, 11 and 16. We've got two horses who are pretty much rock solid in the market. One of them being the 7 Marching On at $2 and the other is the 8 Ski Field, who's at $2.70, then the Flying Scott at $8.50.
Yeah, geez, you're a thrill seeker if you want to take the even money here. I will put it on top, number 7 Marching On. It's got the blinkers going on. It's a pretty basic horse, but it gets into a very basic maiden. It had every chance last time at Sandown. It whacked away okay. Maybe fitter for that run, Craig Williams and the blinkers might get it over the line. Number 12, the Flying Scott, I think has got a chance at odds. It's got the good draw. It battled away well last time. I think the value runner is number 5, Eyes Are Blue. It's had a month between runs. It has got some runs there that would probably win this race. And down to number 8, Ski Field, who, gee, it looks a very basic horse. It had no excuses last time, but it's next best in a moderate maiden. 7, 12, 5 and 8.
So we go 7 from 12, 5 and 8 in race 4. The fifth race over 1469, no scratchings. The 1, Arachar at 6. We've got equal favourites, 460, Best Hoffer. The 3, Shuck, is at 550. Hermijo Joe at 460, 650, both I Am the Rock and On the Girl Kango. 954 Bentley Tycoon and Canova's at 10.
Yeah, I think Shaq's got the best form. It resumes here for Brent Stanley. I haven't seen a trial this time in, but as I say, it brings the best form to the race. It's got the good draw. It's got Luke Curry on. It's got a great barrier. And the 550 mark, if it's ready, I think it's clearly the one to beat. Two Best Hoffa is consistent. It's just struggling to break through. I think it's the danger. Number five, I Am the Rock, a really interesting runner. It's resuming here for Brian Gentle. Its form's average on paper, but a recent trial was a beauty. It's right in the race. And four, Hamiji Joe, who's had plenty of tries. It's a costly horse. It's got some chance. I think three's the key to the race. 3, 2, 5, and 4.
So we go 3, 2, 5, and 4. Race 6 is over 11, 12 for fillies and mares, a class 1. He can take out 10 and 11. Number 1, Our Diamante at 6, 5 for Alejandra, 4.20 for Hot Hustler, down to Riverina Romance at $2.40.
He'll be taking the top 6 in the quaddy. I think it's a much more open race than what the betting indicates. So I'll put the favourite on top, number 5, Riverina Romance. Look, what you see is what you get. It's no star. It's drawn off the track. It's cramped odds. It's got the blinkers going back on. It's got the claim. It's a chance, but I certainly couldn't rush in at that price. To beat number 6, Rose of Capri, it resumed. It went hard in front. The winner just got a good run through and ran it down. Rose of Capri should be fitter. I think it's got a great hope from the draw. 4, Phoenix Dane, led and won last time in a very much informed stable. There's another one with a good chance at odds. And 1, Our Diamante. Look, this will be tailed off, this horse. It was a good debut win, and its second-up run wasn't bad. It just needed further. I think this trip is ideal first up. It's got the 4-kilo claim. If it can just be close enough on the home turn, it'll hit the line hard. As I say, top 6 in the quaddie, open race, I put them in 5, 6, 4, and 1.
5, 6, 4, 1. Race 7, he can take out runners 4 and 13. Number 1, Undetected at 3.10. 9 for Elusive Shine. Sound the Trumpet at $4.40. Miss Kasosha is at $5.50, down to the Wild Wild West at $3.50.
I think this is the best for the day, number 1, Undetected. It's in the Mitch Friedman stable, a real up-and-coming trainer. He's going well. Andrew Mallion's flying in the saddle. I think this horse brings the best form to the race. It'll be back from the barrier, but you've got quite a few speedy leaders here that will just collapse in the straight. As long as you can run on, and there's no reason you shouldn't be able to, I think Undetected will pick them up and win. To beat number 12, the Wild Wild West, who was good first up, will be fitter, looks for danger. 6, Miss Kishosa, better suited here, 1,100 metres around this track from the good draw. And 5, Splesure, who looks to have come back okay, draws well, and the stable's going quite well. I think 1 clearly here, 1, 12, 6 and 5.
1, 12, 6, 5. Race 8, we've got the 4 Dodge City at 6, 3.50 for Matakanui, 5.50 for Pony Montana. Zuberman is at $4.60.
Yeah, this is another favourite that I thought was under the odds. I see it's got the drifts of it this morning. I'm in another very tough race where numbers 1 to 9 could all win. I'll put number 7, Pony Montana, on top. It's had 2 runs back from a spell. Last run was good. It's looking for the distance. It'll sit back. You've got Luke Curry, a big plus on board. To beat number 9, Zuberman, it'll be up the front. It's got the blinkers on for the first time. Just beaten last time. 4 Dodge City's had 2 runs back. It's another one that's ready to win, got a chance. And 5 Matakanui. Look, I think it's getting out towards its right price. Maybe it sort of sat back and got outsprinted last time, but still did get beaten a fair way. It's got some chance in a tough race. 7, 9, 4 and 5.
So 7 from 9, 4 and 5 in race number 8. And then we go over to the last race, 9. And this is over 12, 12. 1, 2 and 9 are all out. Number 3, Ville Chanson at 9. Then you're down to even money for the 7, Critical Thinking. And Peach Dragon is at $4.
I think there's 3 winning hopes, Nadia. I'll put number 11, Peach Dragon, on top, who it's trialled really well a couple of times at Caulfield. It was down to run at Geelong on Sunday, was in the barriers and whacked its head on the gates and ended up being a late scratching. It'll go forward, make its own luck. It'll be strong at the 1,200 metres to beat number 7, Critical Thinking. Resumes, was a terrific win 3 starts ago. Resumes from a spell here from the good draw. I think the big value runner is number 8, Super Veloci, who it's a horse. It's got to get back. You've got to just creep into the race and come with one run. It just made way too long a run first up. Did a good job to run fourth. And after that, out to number 3, V Chanson, who whacked away okay first up, but I just think place best here. I'll go 11, 7, 8, then 3.
So we go 11, 7, 8, and 3 in the last. What about a best roughie quaddy in your play of the day?
Yeah, my best Nadia, race 7, number 1, Undetected. My roughie is in the last, race 9, number 8, Super Veloci. My quaddy will cost you $81.50. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Second leg, 1 out, number 1. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And we're coming home with 7, 8, and 11. My player of the day is the Daily Double. We'll go number one, Undetected, into numbers 7, 8 and 11 in the second leg.
Sounds great. Good on you, Mark. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.